as we celebrate in remembrance Baba Timothy Obadon, his faithful work on the path of knowing and loving God. Jesus said, "No one is perfect except God." So even the saints and all, in their journey to life, to come into that self-realization, to be fully awakened, they weren't perfect. But the grace of God is enough, and that love, to bring them back to that place of perfection. So it's the same with Baba Timothy Obadon. So what does the scripture tell us about those who serve God faithfully? Before I go into particular scriptures, and we will do it in our songs once we resume this. The scripture says, those who serve God faithfully but are forgotten or overlooked by people are never forgotten by Him. God never forgets what we have done. We are focused on God. God is described as a just record keeper who notes every act of service and love, rewarding faithfulness in this time. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10, this is what it says. For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown towards his name, in having served and in still serving the saints. So us coming together to remember the work God did through Baba Timothy Obadon is not forgotten. Neither was his work forgotten. Even the world may forget about him because generations do pass. But that which God did through him is always in the eternal remembrance. While people may forget, God is looked as having a perfect memory of individual acts of devotion. In the first book of Corinthians 15, verse 58, the Bible promised that labor in the Lord is never in vain, as is a reward of those who seek him. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 15, he says, even when you are serving in obscurity, where nobody even knows anything about you, one is not abandoned. Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. And then, in the book of Esther, chapter 2, verses 23, and chapter 6, verse 1, it highlights that even if a good deed is forgotten by humans for years, God ensures it is remembered and rewarded in due time. And that's what we're doing. And that's what Timothy Obadon is noted for. Serve God with all your heart. You don't have to worry about what people say. If you give it to God, the reward is unlimited. And that's why the expression that stayed with me, and maybe some others who were there during his time, remember, I said, they say, who say, what they say, let them say. Say, don't worry about what human says. You know, what matters is, what does God think of you? What does God say? Because if you worry about what humans say, you will not be able to totally give that devotion to God, because humans, we are filled with opinions. And that's why when people come, our spirit directs them to Him. They say, oh, my doctor says, well, this cannot happen. Or people say this, will say, well, let's see what God has to say about that. And then God, through God's mercy, blesses those people. Whatever their challenges are transformed. People could not conceive. They say, well, they say, I would never say, well, let's see what God has to say. They do the prayer and the person, they give birth. And not only one, they give birth to many kids. I remember in 1963, even before that, even though I was still a young boy, the person who became what we call the assistant pastor, they were having issues they could not conceive. So they came to Father. And Father wasn't even doing this work full time then. He was still a headmaster. But God was already using him. And he prayed for those people. And they conceived, and they had, what, about 6 or 7 children later? I remember it used to be a conversation that I've heard the elders talk. Because the man we asked his wife, after they've left her, they said, did you tell him about what happened in our house? He said, no, I did not. Did you tell him? He said, no. But then how did he know all these things? And tells us exactly as if he was sitting there. That is the power of God. Until Father passed on and they passed on, they were faithful in their commitment to that spiritual community because they've seen the power of God. We cannot choose how we are used by God. We can only surrender when God chooses to use us in whatever ways, even in obscurity. We don't worry about that. So let us remember that they say, who say, what they say, let them say. Do not, even when your own issues in your head is telling you, don't worry about it. Focus on God. And that's why when some of the people that came and became members of our spiritual community will say, well, I want to leave my church, or I'm a Muslim and I would like, he will tell them, God has not gone on vacation. God is present. Stay where you are. If you focus on God where you are, things will happen. You can always come here for prayers. But those who he knew were invited to be part of that community full time, then he encourages them, then he welcomes them. So for all of his life, his commitment was, what does God want of me? What does God want of us? So he doesn't get bothered by what other people are thinking and what they are saying. So if we listen to the scriptures that God does not forget our work, then it makes it easier for us to be able to give all that we are and focus on God, and all our needs will be met.